And it's
people are to think something was wrong. They're gonna think some sort of technical glitch started the podcast.
She gone country, back to her roots. A new kind of suit. Oh, double duty.
Yeah. ultimate layered up through three theme songs.
That's right. Trifecta. Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam, That wasn't me being mean. I've seen a lot of huge podcasts. They call their audience like something shitty, so they feel like, oh yeah, I'm with them. They know me well enough to call me something bad, you know.
Hey, knuckleheads, just like,
yeah. Hey, what the fuckers? What the fuck, idiots?
I know every comedian made fun of radio DJ host, and then as soon as they had a chance, like, we're gonna do the same thing they did.
yeah, exactly. All podcasts, it's the same way as like how, like, I've been watching a lot of people react to different stuff on YouTube, and it's like that. They all talk like YouTube people, you know what I mean? They're like, what's up, fans? Welcome to my YouTube channel. We're having the best time today. We're reacting to Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. You know? Like, share, smash that button.
Smash it.
Smash that like button. Subscribe. You know, it's like, dude, what's the fucking point? If people find it, they're going to find it. That's right. Why is there so many?
The drummer. He just wants to get wicked.
He's at least consistent.
He's like, skidda, giddy da, giddy da. Skidda.
Bing down, bing down, bing down.
Skidda.
Yeah. Gone country.
So before the podcast started, you said something great happened to you.
And you said it
seemed like too much of a flex if you brought it up.
Yeah, I'm not good. I'll just tell you after the thing, because it's, you know, it's not going to happen. Or it's not happened yet, and I don't want to jinx it.
Oh, somebody's doing a comedy festival? Somebody's getting paid to do comedy?
Yeah.
You're getting to meet a famous person? What is it?
It's like all of those things, but it doesn't matter. I'll tell you afterwards.
Boo!
Big secret. Big secret. Got a big secret. I'll only tell my close friends. Big secret. Big secret.
Well, if you can find Ran on the internet, ask him.
Don't. Don't. It's not till November. It's not till the winter. The winter. Oh, shit. Terry!
Hey.
What's poppin', Daddy? Thank you for interrupting. What's happening, Terry? Well,
I heard you had some good career news, you know.
No, Terry.
You know, I'm a big fan. I got your EP. I got your I bought it on the internet. I got it on my phone. I listen to it all the time. I turn people on to the Rand Barticlos of the world.
No, Terry. Thank you so much, Terry. How's the traffic looking down there?
Well, the traffic doesn't look as good as your career, I'll tell you that much. It's all jammed up.
It does. My career doesn't look that great, Terry. It's just one little small thing. It's just kind of cool to me. Go. If I say it now, it's going to be so underwhelming. Go ahead, Terry. What's the Arby's doing down there?
Arby's is packed.
Yeah, of course it is.
It always is. I don't know about you, but I, have you ever seen a meme?
Yeah, I have seen a meme, Terry.
It's a picture. It's comical. It reminds me of the Sunday morning comics. You remember, you get the big newspaper with all the ads. You get ads for Kroger's, and you do the double coupons and all that.
Yep, Terry, I know what a meme is.
And, you know, they'd have the Far Side. It's almost like if everybody kind of got that Far Side energy and just took it and ran with it.
Right. Gary Larson.
Yeah, Gary Larson, yeah. Father of the Godfather of the meme, you might say.
Or maybe, yeah, you could say that, I guess. Go ahead, Dare. What are you trying to yell?
I've been getting into Arby's memes.
Okay. You've been making them or just getting into them?
I just seen a couple funny Arby's memes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll send them to you off air.
Okay, that'd be great, Dare.
I'll print them off and then I'll mail them over to you.
Hey, can I ask you a question before you got to sign off?
Yeah.
Did I see you and the other two Terrys going through the garbage the other night?
Well, somebody threw their keys in there by accident.
Somebody? Was it you?
Well, we had a couple too many drinks at Bennigan's.
I heard somebody yelling something about helicopter keys.
Well, it wasn't my helicopter keys. It was the keys to my Mini Cooper.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you love that car.
Yeah. It's got the Union Jack painted on the top, the English flag, and... I feel like I'm Austin Powers when I drive it. I'm like, yeah, baby, and I have a real good time.
I had a question about your Mini Cooper. Sure. Why do you have painted on the windshield Big Ben? How are you able to drive?
Well, I can see through there. I can fly a helicopter. I'm usually mostly instruments when I drive.
Yeah, but you got to see outside.
I'm driving. I got it covered. You know,
obviously, there's not a dent on that beauty.
And, you know, Big Ben, it's a nickname for my Johnson.
Oh, Terry, damn it. Come on. Come on. Don't be nasty on here.
Well, I said Johnson. It's not like I said penis.
But you went, now you just said penis. Terry, don't wink at me when you say Big Ben is the name for your Johnson. Any news? Psychopath?
That's all we got today. Well, I just can't wait until you announce what's going on with your career. We're all really excited. Me and the Terrys, we're big fans.
Stop bringing those dudes around my house to sing Christmas carols in July. It's not funny.
Come on. Christmas in July, it's a big deal. Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, they all have big blowouts.
Yeah, but you and two other weirdos come by the whole neighborhood and you sing Christmas carols at people's houses.
Well,
strange.
We get happy hour at Bennigan's. We get a little bit fired up.
You guys get tuned up a lot at Bennigan's.
Well, they got such a good happy hour, you know, half-priced apps. Half-priced apps.
You go to happy hour for the apps?
And, you know, the beers, they got tall 22-ounce Coors Light drafts, $4.
Wow, Terry, you are... How many of those you plow down at Bennigan?
Well, it's not polite to count. You know, what are we, in high school? We're not counting beers. We're just getting tossed.
But you're driving home. Okay, Terry. Holy shit. What a psycho.
I got to get back. I got my beer's getting warm, so I got to get back.
What the fuck? You're drinking up there?
Hey, now. All right. Arby's. Beef and cheddars.
Okay.
Market fresh sandwiches, Arby's.
Yeah.
Eat fresh.
Okay, Ter. Eat fresh.
Hey,
I think Terry was fucking wasted.
He might have been. That's why I stopped fucking with him.
Yeah, you guys haven't talked in forever.
No, it's odd.
He's getting hammered with those other two weirdos, man. They're going down a bad path. It's like, I don't know, is he in his 50s?
Yeah.
It's pretty strange.
I was in the break room. I didn't catch most of it. But when I came back in, he was talking about Arby's, and he said, eat fresh. But I'm about 100% sure that isn't their slogan.
Right, no, theirs is we have the meats. I'm pretty sure Terry was hammered as shit.
Who is Eat Fresh?
Subway.
Subway, yeah. Boy, that's a real big flex by Subway saying Eat Fresh.
I know, and meat's always like wet as fuck.
They might as well tell you, like, eat somewhere else. They got those tomatoes that have, like, no color. I'm like, how do you get these?
Yeah, how did you get tanned tomatoes?
Just lifeless, limp ass, but... If a tomato could have a limp dick, it would be that.
Yeah, it's a Subway tomato on limp, dude. There's no snap to the lettuce, the lechuga. The pollo's all fucking grimed out. The roast beef looks like they drug it through a fucking oil slick. The goddamn ham is crispy on the ends. They make their bacon in a fucking microwave.
Yeah, yeah, it's a nightmare.
Stab me with a knife, you know what I mean? Stab me with a knife.
We're killing.
Yeah, we're doing the best. We're doing the best job we've ever done. Well, how was your week? I see you're out there playing pickleball. You're gonna end up needing a new elbow the way you're fucking swinging that paddle around. I see you out there, Papa.
I had a couple good returns out there. Just fucking skitter.
Yeah, is that your? You know how Venus and Serena are like when they return. Are you like skitter when you return?
I'm mostly like, oh fuck, oh shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. It came to me.
But I would say this past week was like the best. Like, I only like made. I might only biff like one serve out of all my serves. So that's a huge improvement.
One serve biffage. Nice, brother.
I mean, before it was like, I was maybe at like 50% if I was lucky. And now I've got it up to like 99 or something, you know?
Damn. Miles per hour?
No, just getting that serve in the right spot. You know what I mean?
Dude, if you're out there underhand humping pickleballs at 99 miles an hour, they're gonna make you quit comedy. You're going on the scene, you know.
You're going pro on tour.
Yeah, you're pickle pro.
I got my first like Instagram targeted pickleball, and the other day,
hell yeah,
had like a racket pop up and said it was pickleball pro approved and shit.
Damn, they're trying to get your ass.
Yeah, yeah, we're pickling hard. I mean, I got to buy some better rackets. I got like just the $20 jobs from Target, but they're pretty weak. They just don't have that pop to them like the
good ones. Yeah, them targeted ad ones. Yeah. They're like glunk, glunk, glunk.
I don't know if you saw the theme here for the episode. We're almost 12 minutes in before we even got to the theme of the episode today, but the movie The Jungle Cruise is coming out, and that's a based on...
The hell
on
is that?
The Jungle Cruise with The Rock and Emily Blunt. It's a movie. It's out in theaters.
Why does The Rock always got to do some jungle movie?
Well, he just seems jungle-ish.
Jungle, but what does that mean?
I don't know. Am I canceled? Do I have to edit it?
No, don't edit it. All right, man. Yeah, next topic. Oh yeah, dude. No, I don't know why. I don't. I think I'm making it worse than it really was. You're right. He is tailor fit for those types of movies, not he himself. I get what you were saying, you wily son of a bitch. He's wasn't he in Jumanji? He was in the
Land Before Time, which was jungle heavy.
What's the Jumanji, right?
Yeah, I said that. Jumanji.
And then he was in the Jungle Book.
Yep, Jungle Cruise. I don't know if
he's. And now he's in Jungle Cruise. This man is just, all of his movies take place in the damn jungle.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a jungle-o.
A jungle-o.
Was he in Kong?
Yeah, he was in that one knockoff where it was.
Yeah, but it had like a big ape in it, right?
And they were probably in the jungle for a little bit of that.
They had to be. He's always wearing a khaki shirt with the sleeves ripped off, in my mind.
It's because he looks good in khaki, so they're like, yeah, put him in the jungle.
Yeah, and The Rock doesn't look like he would be a good explorer, though. I feel like an explorer has to be far more svelte. They have to have a Hemsworth body, or like a, you know, or
Harrison Ford, you know.
Of course, the quintessential explorer, Harrison Ford. So you got to, I mean, if you want to get a
The
turbo
Rock,
version,
he's so big. Beefy. He's like, he's bumping into snakes and fucking leaves and shit.
Yeah.
His head's hitting branches and shit.
Yeah, he's also like 6'8". You can't do anything with a guy that size. He can't go spelunking. What if there's a gem in a fucking cave? How's The Rock going to get the gem out of the cave? I'll take my answer off the air.
All right. But anyways, I was Rift City theme, right? You know, they made a movie out of the Jungle Cruise.
Right.
That's a Disney movie. Then there's the classic Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, hello. We're all pirates of the Caribbean. Guess what we do? We stab you in the back. We want treasure. We drink rum. Oh, my friend has an eye patch on his eye, 'cause he got his hand bit off by an alligator. His name's Hook, and this is not that movie. Whoops, I mixed up my movies.
Yeah, you put Peter Pan and Pirates of the Caribbean in it.
Well, Captain Hook was a pirate.
And then they got the Haunted Mansion. That was a riot at Disney World, also a movie. They have a great series on Apple Disney Plus about these are the rides that made us. It's just like, these are the toys that made us, but it's about the Disney rides and shit. It's great. Yeah.
Splash Mountain's up in there, fucking around.
But I was thinking, it's usually Disney, but if you could think of like maybe Kings Island, which is a regional theme park in Cincinnati, or, you know, other theme parks you've been to, what if they made a ride based on something there? Made a movie. Yeah.
Okay. Like off of like the Backwards Racer?
Yeah. Or
the Beast.
The Beast. It's the fastest wooden roller coaster. That's always what they say.
Yeah.
And it would be the Beast. It'd be like it'd be a horror movie with a monster. Of course.
Yeah. Is he made out of wood, or it's got to be old? It's got to be like from the 90s, I guess, when the Beast come out.
But maybe the Beast can only get to you if he's on wood. You know, so if you get on like concrete, you're safe.
And really, they never have shown in King's Island lore, they've never shown the Beast's face. It's only his hands, his claws.
Yeah, his claws.
Maybe the roller coaster is his face, which I don't like that. I want him to be a big furry thing. But that would actually probably be a good movie.
Yeah, giant
an
beast.
Old school Beast just fucking shit up.
Yeah, I'd fuck with that. What are
they really don't make movies like that anymore. Where it's just one thing. It's right. Always like, oh, there's this story, and the mom had an abortion, so she loves her new son. You know, it's like this whole big thing. Why isn't there just a movie where it's like, dude, there's a beast in this town, and he fucks shit up. And the army can't find him till the end of the movie. And then the army finds him, and there's one army man left, and he goes, "You're one ugly motherfucker," and he blows him up.
Hey, you one ugly motherfucker.
Yeah, and he blows his ass up. Or he smashes him with a big old tree stump. Yeah, dude, the Beast would be sick. How about the Eiffel Tower? How about the Viking ship, the one that just swings?
Yeah, I mean, they got that at a lot of theme parks. The Viking ship would be a good one. I don't know what the ride would be. You could make it, you essentially take the movie The Perfect Storm.
Yeah, and then put Vikings on it.
Yeah, make it about Vikings.
Yeah.
And they think the storm is because of like some Zeus. Sort of Zeus or something. They don't understand like meteorology and shit like that.
They think they made
the gods angry. Say,
yeah.
They catch a guy yanking it on the ship below deck. And they think he's made God mad.
They're like, oh my God, Sven, what are you doing?
You've made
That's
God
for making
mad.
Children. Yeah, you made Zeus mad. Now look at this fucking wave, idiot.
And then he's trying to explain that masturbation is natural.
Yeah. He has like a really woke take.
And they want to throw him off the boat. All the while, waves are just smashing against everybody.
And the second the second he gets booted off the boat, they're all fine.
What?
This is like
You made it like a Christian movie all of a sudden.
No, yeah, exactly. Like it's the ultimate. Like you think they're going to overcome the storm because they're these badass Viking sailors, but as soon as Sven, the jack offer guy, gets knocked off the boat, the sun comes out, everything's fine. Dude's dead. You know, nobody else dies. And Zeus like winks. He's like, I told you not to masturbate. And then people are literally walking out of the AMC screaming they want their money back.
Yeah, I mean, they probably would.
They're like, that was a $200 million non-masturbation movie.
What about, you know, those slides where they give you like an old burlap sack that's just like,
yeah,
the itchiest sack on earth.
It's like, also got 10,000 farts trapped in it from over the years.
And they're like, take this sack and go down this 130-degree fucking plastic side that's been baking in the sun. Don't put your hand on it. It will burn it to.
Yeah, go slide down this fucking frying pan. Have fun at the park all day with red legs.
But what if there was like a group of kids that had like magic sacks that could slide down hills?
Everything. Yeah, that would be cool. It's called the magic slide. They just throw an ancient burlap sack down.
Yeah, they throw down the sack and then they slide down. Maybe in the Scottish Highlands or something like that. I don't know.
Damn. Yeah, and then one kid wins the cheese race. That's how he wins the cheese race. Is that Scotland? I think that's Ireland. Doesn't matter. It's one of those countries.
One of those countries.
It's what one of those countries where everyone talks kind of similar.
What's another thing people could do with it?
You know, the things at carnivals, the twisty on the chain, like the swings.
Yeah.
What would that movie be?
I don't know.
One of those like whips you back in time.
The ride's got to have somewhat of a theme to it.
Merry-go-round.
That's always kind of a horror movie.
Yeah, there's always like a lion and a horse and a bear and a unicorn.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe one of those takes you back in time. Merry-go-round the clock. And then you go back in time and you can find out about music.
Oh.
And you can stop your mother from getting assaulted by Biff Tannen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Biff Tannen was aggressive, dude. We need to cancel Biff's ass, dude.
Yeah, Biff needs to be canceled.
Biff blew it, dude.
Yeah, dude. Biff blew it. That means
Biff blew it big time.
I mean, Marty goes back in time and fucks Biff's life up so much that when he gets back, Biff is just a cuck.
That's right.
Biff is he's over there. Well, Biff
deserves it, dude, from the first movie.
Yeah, he's over there, and they're just like, Biff's like such a goober. They fucked his shit up.
You ever think about it from Biff's perspective in his timeline? Like, every single version of Biff has known a young Marty McFly, who has literally put poop in his mouth every time he comes around. I mean, you get shit in your mouth every time you see the guy. It's like in your DNA to get shit in your mouth. Because when he went back to the Wild West, he got horse shit put in his mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I wonder if there's anybody like that in my lineage. That every time they pop in my life, I get something like shit in my mouth. It just hasn't happened to me yet. Maybe it happens when I'm 50. Maybe I see a young guy that kind of looks like somebody I knew, and I race around the town and I get shit put in my mouth.
It's a possibility.
You ever think about that? Maybe it's going to happen to you soon.
I don't think so.
Well, you don't know. You might run into your Marty McFly, tough guy. See what happens.
Oh, we haven't bust this out in a minute.
Got out of town.
And the weather in Cincinnati has been perfect for this song.
Nice.
the outside. You gotta get down on
cool 73 degrees, 60s at night, and no humidity. We're out here like off the wind on this heavy. You know, I'm about to start getting blackout drunk again.
You know anybody's got a boat?
No, I went into a lake in Michigan. I was on a boat.
I know we need to become friends with some boat people in Cincinnati. Just get out there That's true. River, dude.
See, man, I've been thinking about becoming a jet ski guy real bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you take jet skis out on the river?
Fuck yeah, dude. I know a bunch of wild boys with tribal arm tattoos that fucking rip it up out there. Dude, I'm trying to get in that crew. You got to kind of be a scumbag, but I'm trying to get in that crew, though. Never wearing socks, dude.
Yeah, dude. Just zam!
backwards white Oakleys.
Oh, damn.
The yacht bars, the river bars, and looking for fucking river rats, dude.
On a poker run?
Eating only fried food. Yeah, jet ski poker run.
I never understood really what a poker run was. You
get a card. You get a card at every bar you go to.
How you do?
And at the last bar, there's like a game of poker against like a dealer for everyone. And you see if you can, you know, beat the dealer, and you win a certain amount of money. It's all for charity. So you put the money in, and then it's poker at the end. But by the time those motorcycle dudes get off their motorcycles at the last place, they're fucking hammered. That's why you always hear stories. It's like, yeah, Davey fucking put a guy's head through a table at a poker run. Because it's like, dude, they're just hammered motorcycle dudes, like 50, 60 deep. Man, when I had a motorcycle, I should have got so much more into motorcycle culture.
Oh, you had a motorcycle?
I had three motorcycles, Bubba.
Damn, that's a big
group. I should have got way more into motorcycle culture.
Well, we'll save that for another Riff City. Today, it's Word of Mouth.
Word of Mouth is brought to you by the 2022 Hyundai Whiplash. Hyundai Whiplash, get in and break your neck with the speed of new automotive technologies. Hyundai Whiplash.
I don't know. Have I mentioned this one yet? The Burger Scholar on. Did I? Talk?
Yes.
I did?
Yes. I've watched like 5 episodes of this dork talking about different ways to steam meat and cheese and bread.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
Yeah. I made a smash burger yesterday.
Are you shitting me?
I smashed it down like the way George Motz showed me.
How'd it turn out?
Man, it was maybe the best burger I've ever cooked inside the house.
Are you fucking around?
I'm not fucking around. I balled it up. You know, I did the ball.
Yeah.
And then
salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. And then I took this from a different one.
You weren't adhering to the Burger Scholar. You were going off. Off the cuff.
I watched a little bit of Angus Meats Certified Kitchen. They have their own YouTube channel. Their Jesus. Test kitchen.
Yeah.
But I did the ball of meat.
Yeah.
And then I had like a flat pan. You got to have a flat pan because I don't have a flat top grill. I mean, obviously,
yeah, you got to have a griddle.
But I had like the flat pan. You know.
Yeah, I got one.
And then I put parchment paper on top of it, you know, like wax paper, parchment paper. And then I took the spatula and really, I didn't get it. I couldn't get it. I mean, if I had a little bit, I might have needed something to exert more force, but I still had a pretty thin patty.
Right.
And then I had this sauce where I shredded some onion and a mustard and mayo and mixed that up. And then I put a daub on that. On one top of it, and then when I flipped it over, that cooked that into the meat.
What the hell, dude?
And then I put some cheese, and then I made like a double smash.
And it was slamming?
Yeah, I mean, just like smashing that burger, man, it just keeps, and it only takes like 3 minutes to cook the whole joint.
You know what, dude? Good for you, man. Good for you for putting your own word of mouth to fucking, you know?
Have you ever made a smash burger?
No, but I think I'm about to. I think I'm going to go to Whole Foods and get ground beef tonight.
You just got to ball it up. You know, I would watch. I'd also watch the Angus Certified because they just do like a smash burger on there. You know, George Motz, he gets a little bit. He goes off the rails and does some other shit, you know. But yeah, do that smash, you know.
What kind of spatula you got over there? I think I'm going to get a metal one.
You got to get a metal one so you can scrape it off so it doesn't.
Right.
You got.
I think I'm going to go to Restaurant Depot and get a real, like a metal spatula they use in kitchens.
Yeah, you got to get a metal one. So, because the meat's going to be thin, you know, where like that plastic one, it's so thick, you know, it's hard to get like that, a very thin plastic spatula, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if you could get a super thin plastic one, then do it. But I think you really,
because you'll break it when you smash.
Yeah. You need that thin metal one to get under that meat because the meat is going to be a lot thinner, but it's just going to be a flavor smorgasbord. It's just gonna explode. It's gonna jizz in your mouth.
Dude, don't say my food's gonna jizz. Damn, hell yeah. So it's what is squirt. Your word of mouth?
Oh man.
This is literally the second time we've talked about fucking George Motz on here.
I got into it. man, what else? I saw that movie Pig with Nick Cage where they steal his pig.
Oh, I heard it's good. I heard it's actually good.
Yeah, it's really good. You know, it's not like a revenge sort of movie or anything like that, you know, because somebody does kidnap his pig and he goes to find it, but it's not John Wick. You know what I mean? It's a completely different sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's good. I mean, he's really good in it. It's a good story. I give it an A.
Damn. Out of how many stars? An A? Nice.
Out of the A, B, C, D, F sort of scale.
Okay. I wonder why E always got taken out. You know? Okay, well, E could be like excruciating.
Error.
Yeah, error. Yeah. My word of mouth is I got something people got to watch on YouTube. It's this guy that reacts to songs. His name is No Life Shaq.
No Life Shaq.
No Life Shaq, like Shaquille O'Neal. But he's like this ageless, I don't know. He's this cool little black dude. I don't know where he's from because sometimes he'll wear like an Atlanta Braves hat. Sometimes he'll wear a Pittsburgh Steelers hat. He is of nowhere. I think he's from the Carolinas. I've literally watched 80 of his videos. But he'll react to new rap songs. But that's not why you watch him. You watch him to watch him react to country songs, metal. He reacts to Slipknot. And he loves it. And it fucking rules. I was watching him react to a Chris Stapleton song, which I don't know Chris Stapleton. Mm-hmm. And the way he was reacting, dude, I was literally staring at my iPad, dying laughing. Like, it's one of the funniest things. The way he reacts to it, and I'm not going to do an impression of him because that would be crazy, but it just check it out for yourself. Look him up watching a Slipknot video or something, because he's like, what the fuck is going on here? You know, and then it's like it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, there's a guy I watch, Jamal, a.k.a. Jamel. That's his.
Oh, I know him. He's a big guy with a beard, and he sits there and he listens to like Hall & Oates and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. He started listening to the Grateful Dead. It's pretty interesting to watch him. Start like the first Dead song, and then like by the last one he's doing, he's got like the tie-dyed gear on, and he got sucked in. He was like,
yeah, dude. No Life Shaq listened to like three Metallica songs, and then he started wearing a metal wig like Slash with a bandana, and he's like, he calls himself Metalhead Shaq, and he just will headbang. He loves System of a Down. When he found out Rage Against the Machine was political, he was like, holy shit, it rules, dude. It's like my favorite YouTube channel. It rules.
All right. Well, we did a couple good word of mouths there. And smash your burgers. Watch a smash burger video. Anybody, start smashing your burgers.
Okay.
All right.
All right, hit that thing. Oh, yeah. Hey, brother.